Off the ball on News Talk.
Thanks to Screwfix.ie. Championing the trade with a choice of over 20,000 quality trade products.
Well, it's turning into a fairly momentous few days, certainly for rugby and football. We're going to know how things shape up for a number of years now. So Monday Night Rugby, Matt Williams, Eddie O'Sullivan with us. Joe Schmidt announced this morning he will step down in 2019. To be expected, I think. The extra little wag of the tail, though, was that Andy Farrell will be his replacement through until the 2023 World Cup in France. So we'll talk about that with the lads. Also on the way, thoughts today from Stephen Kenny. He was speaking to the media. Yesterday we had Mick McCarthy alongside John Delaney. They both spoke to Off the Ball, so we'll bring you those interviews between now and 10 o'clock. Kevin Kilbane in studio for the evening as well. Evening.
Hi, Joe. All good?
All good. Pat Nevin joins us as well after 9. Be interesting, actually. We'll talk to Pat Nevin about the usual run-of-the-mill Premier League business, but we'll get his outsider perspective on this little arrangement that we've gone for in Irish football, see what he makes of it. Richie McCormack here in studio, hello.
Well.
53106, the text number, at Off the Ball on Twitter. Would love thoughts out there.
I'd imagine there's a few thoughts.
Do people think this is good? Do people think this is not so good? Joe Schmidt and Andy Farrell, obviously slightly different scenario. We'll talk to the lads about that. I think everybody just sad to see Joe Schmidt go, and wishing him very well in whatever he chooses to do afterwards. And then Andy Farrell, you certainly understand the credentials. Slight worry he's never done the job before as a head coach, but everybody around him speaks very highly of him, so you would presume they haven't rushed into that decision. So that's done. That is planning in, I think, a real way. So the RFU have looked at this situation, they've dealt with the situation, and they've planned accordingly.
That's been in place for a good while, hasn't it? It was always going to be the successor, wasn't he?
And crucially, it's Joe Schmidt's decision to leave.
Yeah.
Mick McCarthy, on the other hand, would you like two terms? He was asked at one stage, and he basically said, who doesn't want two terms? Mm. But I knew that wasn't the case, so I accepted it and was fine with it. Mm. So give us your initial thoughts on McCarthy for 2 years, to be followed no matter what.
I know.
That's no matter what, by Stephen Kenny.
Dream scenario is, of course, that we do well at the Euros, whatever it would be, and Mick walks away, probably from his point of view, goes into, enhances his credential, goes into another job. That's maybe what it would be. But I think if Mick did well at the Euros, then he would want, I would be convinced, to take the job forward, going to a World Cup. Of course he'd want to lead the side into a World Cup, which is difficult in itself anyway. We know it's difficult to get to a World Cup with the amount of places. So it seems strange to me that Mick has agreed to do it, that it's only, essentially, it could be a year, couldn't it? It could be a year's job for him however it works out. So, surprised, very, very surprised at it all. Very, very surprised the way it unfolded. We spoke last weekend, we said, look, both managers would be very, very good, and all of a sudden the two names are catapulted in there and they've both got the job, essentially. And it's a difficult scenario, a difficult position, I think, for both he and Kenny, I think, with this one.
Yeah.
How
much of a dream scenario is it if they get to the Euros and things go very well and there's a brilliant chemistry between Mick and the players?
Yeah.
How much of a dream scenario is it then if we have to say, well, that's now ending.
Yeah.
And we're going to hope that the next man in, Stephen Kenny, is going to pick up where Mick left off. And you've got players around the time of the Euros doing the odd interview. And what will they be asked in every interview? They'll be asked, would you like Mick to stay? And several of them will come out and say, I would. And so the key point is this. Why, in any governance, when you're planning out strategy, would you limit your options? Like, that is the first question Don Delaney needs to be asked here. You have, in a sport where a month is a long time, 90 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
Look at O'Neill pre and post the 5-1 defeat to Denmark. Why would you limit your options? Why have you limited the options strategically of everyone involved?
And you know,
what if Chris Hughton comes available in 2 years and says, I'm desperate for the job?
Yeah.
You're looking at every scenario that can happen,
every which way. It goes horribly wrong for Mick, we lose the first three or four games, sends you out of the qualification then. What will the clamour be?
Get Stephen Kenny straight away.
As you say, the opposite of that is if it goes unbelievably well, then we'll be saying, what is the point in doing this? I mean, it's great for Stephen Kenny, and he certainly deserves to be in with the shout of getting the job. I think we said that with what he's done within his coaching career to date, with the success that he's had, particularly at Dundalk. I think we were saying last week there's no issue with anyone if he was to take the job, but it's
And what's this business of what's Kenny going to do for the next 2 years that actually makes him a better candidate?
Yeah.
I mean, so there's talk of they're a team and he's going to learn from Mick. Yeah.
The clear thought is, from the FAI's point of view, is that he was a candidate this time round, and with a little bit more international experience in whatever form that may come, he would be an even more suitable candidate 2 years down the line when Mick McCarthy's contract just happens to expire.
So is he better off managing the under-21 team, or is he better off managing against Zenit St. Petersburg and other teams in the Europa League?
Well, the criticism of League of Ireland teams, especially when they went into Europe and why they fell down, particularly this year, is a matter of the Dundalk syndrome, is that essentially there were only two real top-class teams in the league for the past couple of years, in Dundalk and Cork. So by playing against each other and then lesser sides for the intervening 7-8 weeks, they weren't necessarily going to progress well enough to go in Europe. Whereas now they've detached him from all that. He is going to get a sense of what international football is like at a certain level and will be able to take the next step up after that.
And he'll get used to working within the structure of the FAI as well. That's another thing, isn't it?
Which you'd imagine probably needs a bit of getting used to before you're slung in there anyway.
Yeah, I think it would.
Ideally.
It'd be totally different for him. Get used to the players. Of course, that's another good thing for him. I mean, what we've said is, well, both managers have accepted the terms anyway. Both managers have gone for it. It's great to say, it's great for Stephen Kenny that he will eventually get the job, in his own words. It's in the contract. It's down in writing. I will be taking the job in a couple of years' time, or 18 months' time, or whenever it's going to be. But it does seem flawed. There are flaws. That's the way that I would see with it. I think realistically, as I said last week, and Matt Doherty has said it himself. Saw some quotes from Matt Doherty. The respect that they've got for Mick would be instantaneous. I'm convinced he'll get a kick from the players. I'm sure he'll get a bounce from them straight away. He does have that presence. He does have an aura about him. And you know, what is an aura? What is it? I don't know. I can't. But Mick certainly has got that little bit of factor in him.
Presence
that brings the best out in people. And I'm convinced that the team will get a kick from that straight away.
Yeah, but none of these things are the issue.
No,
But
that's. I know.
This is a fudge job, really. And you have to look at the situation a week ago. There's a petition that 20,000 people have signed questioning the CEO. Brian Kerr's on the radio questioning the CEO in the most blatant terms. You've got Niall Quinn on outlining a vision. Andy Townsend's had a go. Liam Brady said maybe John Delaney should resign. You've got all this floating around, and you're the CEO, and you're making this decision, and there's a really strong cohort that you need to get on side who wants Stephen Kenny.
Yeah.
And then there's another batch of people who want Mick McCarthy. And you're in a sticky situation. This is a sticky situation you're in. This was as sticky a situation as Delaney has been in some time. And so are you honestly telling me that has not dictated what he's done here?
It seems the sensible thing to do would be to have this situation in place, but not have a fixed limit on where McCarthy finishes up.
Yeah.
To have Kenny installed as under-21 manager with the knowledge that if and when Mick goes/decides to step away, you will be next in line. Now, that may take 2 years, might take 8, whatever. You stay in place, this gig is yours.
I've no problem with the board. You've no problem with the board sitting around and saying, why don't we potentially go for a McCarthy for 2 years and then Kenny to follow, with the option of McCarthy doing 4 if things go really well, and let's hit the ground running for the next World Cup campaign
and
not have a new manager.
You can't do that because Kenny would go screw you.
And so you want Kenny because Kenny gets a certain amount of people on side.
Yeah, that's
so
exactly
it's
the case,
political.
Isn't it?
It's political what's happened here.
Well, as you said before, of course, it is pleasing everybody, isn't it, really? It says, you know, it's we know Mick McCarthy's done the job. It's safe pair of hands.
But any appointment
is you're also...
So is it good for the senior international team?
Oh, do you know what? You think about... Initially, my initial thoughts was, I can get on board with this is great. But then all of a sudden, you think about it and there's so many things that can go wrong with it. Essentially, if it goes right, it can go wrong.
No, totally.
You know what I mean?
Look,
if it goes right for the team, if it goes so right for the team...
Yeah. Ever in danger of going to your Nations League qualification?
No, but do you understand what I'm saying? That if it goes brilliantly on the pitch, everything's going so smoothly with the players are taking to what Mick's doing over 2 years, then that's going to go wrong for the FAI. Mm. That's the thing. It's going to go wrong for the plan, the master plan. And I even saw Stephen Kenny today saying, it's great that if the team do well at the Euros, I'm taking over a confident side. Mm. But then you're going to a whole different mindset when realistically the team should be building towards something, towards a World Cup essentially.
You'd imagine, and hopefully touch wood and all that kind of stuff, he'd have enough cop on Kenny himself that while he is working with under-21s, he will be shadowing Mick to a certain degree, and he will be seeing what's going on the training pitch with the senior team, with the knowledge that I am going to take this and implement my ideas upon that, and hopefully the two will coalesce into a winning outfit.
Would you be sure all that's been worked out? Would you?
Considering
that the two of them met for the first time in 15 years last night.
Yeah.
Would you be sure that's all been worked out before this was agreed?
I wouldn't say it's going to be worked out, but I say that's eventually what is going to happen.
Maybe, because it makes sense. But has any of this made sense? So what are you presuming? That suddenly it's all going to start making sense?
I can't understand how how's he going to be able to shot him though, Rich, if he's taking the 21 job? We know full well that the 21s invariably play on the same night as a senior side, or certainly if they're travelling round. So same he's not necessarily going to be around the training ground, or it would be limited for the time he'd be able to spend on the training ground with Mick. Like, so that wouldn't happen. And you know, other thing as well, Robbie Keane has got an eye on coaching further down the line. Is Robbie Keane going to be able to work with Stephen Kenny? Simply, yeah, he's indicated that he wanted to work with Mick. He's getting involved. Now, again, you're looking at other ways, but Robbie's trying to enhance his coaching career. Yeah. How would that work in 4 years' time or 2 years' time?
I think
then?
Kenny has to be there to pick his backroom staff.
Of course he has to yeah. He has to, just as Mick's done. Mick is bringing in Terry Connors simply because of the relationship they've got. They've got each other's back, they know each other work. Your assistant essentially has to be that man that you know full well.
The positioning of Keane is more questionable, to be fair. I mean, somebody who essentially approached McCarthy, who was the potential new manager, meant gives a coaching gig, and he went, you cheeky so-and-so, and then gets him involved. Mm. Like, to what end? Like, it remains pretty much undefined what he's actually going to be doing. We know Connors is coach, his right-hand man, his assistant manager going back a decade now.
Mick was saying yesterday he'll have him watching lots of games for a start, and that his input as a younger member of the coaching staff, I think Mick's turning 60 and Terry Connor is 56, he was saying yesterday. So he said, I quite like the idea of a younger person
like
involved.
I've got no problem with that.
No big issue with that, to be honest.
I don't think Robbie won't be overly hands-on. I'm sure he'll be doing little drills with the team. It'll be little bits of coaching sessions. But predominantly, as it has been even when Brian was manager and Chris Shuton was involved, we had a brilliant coach in Chris Shuton, but day-to-day Chris would be doing the coaching, but Brian would be doing all the tactical stuff, all the work on the team, if I'm just reverting it back like that. Whereas he had Noel O'Reilly that was around with him as well. Noel O'Reilly didn't do an awful lot of coaching, but he was there, eyes and ears on the squad, keeping an eye on everything for Brian. That's what essentially what Robbie will do, I would imagine so. And also, Robbie will have a massive influence on those players. The younger players definitely will. If, as we're led to believe, as Mick said yesterday, he wants to try and get Declan Rice back on board, what harm would he'd have Robbie Keane ringing Declan Rice and if that were to be the case, you know?
No issue with that. The biggest issue is that they've straitjacketed themselves here. It just doesn't make any sense beyond the political scenario that was facing Delaney last week.
Yeah.
Problems have gone away for 4 years. In his kind head.
Of. Yeah, because even if things don't go great under McCarthy, he can say, well, it's part of a wider plan. You deliberately used the word vision and pathway several times yesterday.
You were asking there, did any other nations done it? I think Germany did it in, was it 06, I think?
Germany beforehand were looking to appoint Christoph Daum as their manager and had him in place. He got involved in a couple of transgressions off the field and they ended up having to give Rudi Völler, who was the caretaker at the time, the job permanently and went from there.
They did it with Jogi Löw as well, but they had him as part of the first team setup. That was what he was doing. Was he doing the 21s? I'm not too sure.
Löw was definitely Klinsmann's assistant.
Assistant, yeah, that was it. So, and with the they knew it was a natural succession. Holland have done it as well. The Netherlands have done it over the last while as well, but... How again? We are talking.
Was that with Van Gaal and Danny Blind?
Yeah, Van Gaal.
Connor says here, Holland did this with Van Gaal and Danny Blind. It was a disaster. Yeah, this makes no sense.
Blind was a disaster because I mean, to be fair, Holland was struggling as well.
Somebody else. Blind had no record as a head coach either, really.
What if Stephen Kenny has a disaster with the under-21s? Does he still get the job regardless? Ridiculous decision, says Kieran in Cork.
Yeah, but is he going to be judging that 21? Well, he's been given the senior job, so he's not going to be judging the 21 job, is he?
Yeah, there will be a clamour if Mick starts off the Euro 2020 qualifiers badly, to the point where 3, 4, 5 games in, it looks very unlikely that Ireland will qualify. There will then be a clamour to get Stephen Kenny in, the fair logic being, well, he's going to be in anyway, let's give him every chance possible to be able to hit the ground running for the World Cup qualification. Yeah. So even though Mick said, I don't see him as a threat in any way, I guarantee you 3, 4 games in, if things aren't going well, then that will become another conversation which will be unhelpful.
I think it will
created
be.
Here.
I think Mick will certainly know that himself. He knows how it works. So it's that is the thing overall with it, that both have taken the job. And again, before I go back to my point before, there's so many different things that could happen here along the way. It's not a natural transition. It's not going to be natural in 2 years' time. As I said, if it goes well, then essentially the FAI will be having questions, the players will be getting asked questions, as you say earlier on. So it's a strange one. The more I've thought about it and how it can actually work out going forward.
I'm not sure what the best, I think the best scenario for everyone is they just about make the Euros, don't do too well, and then everyone says, okay, fair enough.
I think
that's about the best scenario.
Which is probably the most likely scenario as well.
Potentially.
This idea that we're going to the Euros and getting to a semi-final is slightly fantastical.
Duffer was on Morning Ireland. I was genuflect before the Duffer. And he said, this is a bit unheard of. I find it strange, a bit mad. There are so many what ifs. What if Mick does amazingly well, gets to the Euros, the quarters, the semis? Then he has to stay on. I'd like to know what's in the small print. I can see Mick doing well, and for him to walk away after two great years, crazy stuff. Well, the small print is unequivocal. Mick is gone. Stephen Kenny starts in August 2020, no matter what happens.
Damien knows the impact that Mick will have on the players, and I'm convinced that's going to be the case. So that's why he's thinking that, as I feel the same, Mick will have an immediate impact on that squad. I do think that, and I think they'll get a kick. And then we're asking the questions of, right, why aren't we going to be having Mick McCarthy, potentially, hopefully we get to the Euro, touch where everything's fine with that, then potentially why isn't Mick McCarthy taking us to Qatar?
The news round is brought to you this evening with Screwfix.ie, championing the trade with a choice of over 20,000 quality trade products. So, I mean, what an amazing 2-3 days here for...
I don't think you've known anything like it.
Yeah, the national team. So, the press release came just before 9 a.m. this morning.
It did, and the IRFU's head of performance, David Nusafora, says their succession plan for head coach will be relatively seamless. Andy Farrell will take over from Joe Schmidt after next year's World Cup in Japan. The former Rugby League great has been working as Ireland's defence coach since 2016. Schmidt says he's finishing coaching to concentrate on family matters, and there's no panic from Nusafora over Schmidt's impending departure.
You've got to make sure you've got the quality and the calibre of the candidate that you want, and we do have, and I think we're in an enviable position to be able to appoint from within to go forward. The massive amount of work that's been done by Joe and the other coaches and other people within the system, we get the opportunity to build on that now going forward and be reasonably seamless in how we approach the 4 years after the 2019 Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Matt Williams and Eddie O'Sullivan just after 8 o'clock, get their thoughts on the general situation. We've also been in touch with a few players who've coached or been coached by Andy Farrell, worked under him, so we'll try and chat to them later in the week, get a good sense of how Farrell operates. Certainly everything you hear about him is incredibly positive. It is his first time taking a head coach role. That will be a step up.
The last week has been essentially lots of pieces from England saying how disappointed they are that he slipped out of their system, that they let him go in the fallout with the whole Lancaster scenario from the 2015 World Cup.
The 2015 World Cup really worked out well for Ireland.
Absolutely class. Yeah,
it's true. Delalio had a big piece in the Sunday Times making that point that he couldn't believe Eddie Jones said no to keeping on Andy Farrell. But so it looks like that's how it's going to be until France 2023. Eddie and Matt on the way after 8 o'clock. When we can also talk about Ireland's win at the weekend. We'll talk about England-Australia. Johnny Sexton, World Player of the Year. Conor Murray back at the weekend. Leinster whoop Ospreys with third-choice players.
Yeah.
Put 52 points on Ospreys.
Ospreys were disgraceful on Friday night, by the way. Yeah, right. Shocking.
There's lots going on, so that's all on the way after 8 o'clock. As I mentioned, Stephen Kenny has been talking to the media today.
Yeah, and he hopes he's forging a pathway to the Republic of Ireland senior squad for players for many years to come. The new under-21 manager was speaking as he was unveiled as Mick McCarthy's successor in waiting. The former Dundalk boss will be in his new role for less than 2 years as he takes up the senior reins in August of 2020. In a brief statement today, Dundalk wished Kenny the very best in his new role and thanked him for the amazing success achieved during his tenure at Oriel Park. And today, Kenny shot down the notion that his lack of international experience rendered him unqualified for his new job.
Between Champions League and Europa League games, I've had 46 games now at this stage. And so I think European football is probably the best preparation you can get for international football. Sure, I have a lot to learn. And I think over the next period, the year and a half, over the next 2 years, I have a great opportunity to learn. Learn, first of all, from the current existing, or the current international manager, Mick McCarthy. I have a lot to learn from him. He's a lot of experience. But it gives me an opportunity to travel and have a look at some of the other international teams, how they prepare, the tactical nuances of the different systems. They're really, you look at them, but to actually examine them at close quarters, to go and the detail attached to, because now the blocks of two games in 4 and 5 days, to actually explore the best practice for for preparation in all of that, and every detail associated with preparing the teams.
The FAI's High Performance Director, Ruud Doctor, was asked by our Darren Cleary today, why Kenny and why now?
Obviously, we're in a situation that the senior management stepped away. You're left in that situation. The Euros are there. So the opinion of the board and myself was, okay, this is the best situation. Bring Mick in to bring us to the Euros, to perform the Euros, and have Stephen in for the 20 months and succeed him.
How big a brief do you have in the senior team and the style of football that they play? Is that involving you as the technical director?
No, I won't be in the dressing room. I won't be involved in match preparation. Mick is well capable of doing that. My role is, you know, is overseeing everything and bringing the coaches together to discuss and make sure that, you know, we're all on the same page.
We'll bring you more Stephen Kenny in about 10 minutes' time or so. Bob Dooner on Facebook Live says, Joe, stop knocking. Who would you appoint?
Bob, I know Bob.
Do you?
Yeah.
Bob's missing my point then.
Yeah.
It's not really about whether it's McCarthy or Kenny. I can see the merit in appointing either. The point here is, why would you limit yourself in 2 years to be locked into this situation whereby you've no idea how Mick McCarthy's going to do and you're going to get rid of him in 2 years no matter what? There's no need to put yourself in that corner. It doesn't make sense. That's my point. Whether it was Kenny or McCarthy, I could see the merit in both. It's not the appointment itself. It's that in 2 years' time, you're locked into this scenario no matter what, no matter how McCarthy does, good or bad, no matter how Kenny does, good or bad, and gets on with everybody in the FAI, and crucially, no matter who else is available. Why would you lock, like strategically, why would you lock yourself into that when you don't have to? It makes no sense.
I understand your point totally, and I think we'd be in agreement on that. It is a crazy one. It's certainly off the wall. We certainly didn't expect it to come out the way it has come about. Certainly, I said earlier on, at first you're thinking you can get on board with this, you can jump behind it and think it's a great appointment, but I just think it is flawed.
And they've fallen into it somewhat as well.
It is flawed.
If you listen to Stephen Kenny's press conference today where he's talking about whether or not he would have taken the under-21 gig,
yeah,
were the senior gig not on the line in 2 years' time. Mm. And he doesn't necessarily give a straightforward answer to that question, but it seems to suggest that...
You take it, Stephen Kenny. Yeah. Stephen Kenny's a great opportunity for Stephen Kenny. Of course he'd jump at that one. This is a dream.
There seems to have been reports he was sounded out about the 21s and didn't want
it.
And so that's how they've got him on board. The thing about Stephen Kenny is I would think in 2 years, if the Mick thing didn't go great, he would still jump at the Irish job wherever he was in his career. It would be his dream. There was no need... If you're worried about losing Stephen Kenny, I don't think there was a need to do it this way. I think he would still jump at the job in 2 years.
He said himself recently, hasn't he, that it would be the dream job, a job above anything in world
said
football.
Said it just last week.
Yeah, that is the dream scenario for him. Yeah, but I'll be with you.
So Bob on Facebook, it's not about who was appointed here. It could have been Mick, it could have been Kenny. But I think to limit yourself this way with either man for just 2 years, no matter what happens, and commit to the next man, no matter what happens, when there was no need to do it, makes no sense to me. That's the point. It wasn't explained yesterday very well why they had to do it. Nothing today. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The GPA, they're to seek a meeting with the GAA over proposed rule changes in football. 4 out of the 5 proposed changes were accepted at Central Council at the weekend and are set to be trialled in the pre-season provincial competitions and the Allianz League. Among the changes are a limit to 3 consecutive hand passes, which 96% of GPA membership are believed to be against. The first half of 2019 will also see the introduction of the sin bin for black cards, extension of the rules surrounding the mark and sideline kicks to be taken in a forward direction. The GPA do not want to see the rules being trialled in the league. 2 of the Premier League's bottom 6 meeting at Turf Moor tonight. Burnley looking to end a run of 5 games without a win in the top flight. Kevin Long and Robbie Brady both start for Sean Dyche's side with Jeff Hendrick on the bench. Kieran Clark is at the heart of the Newcastle defence and kickoff at Turf Moor is at 8 o'clock. Leinster are confident Jordan Larmour will be available for the back-to-back Champions Cup pool games with Bath. The 21-year-old has undergone what they call a minor procedure on his knee, which the province say isn't serious. Larmour's first start for Ireland produced a hat-trick of tries in a 54-7 win over Italy in Chicago earlier this month. Despite this procedure, Leinster hope Larmour will return to training next week. While on a similar tip, Munster say they'll continue to assess the back injury suffered by Darren Sweetnam while on international duty. The winger was substituted in the first half of Ireland's 57-14 victory over the USA on Saturday in what was only his third cap. Joe Schmidt said after the game that Sweetnam had been struggling to run following a strain in his back. However, Conor Murray and Chris Farrell made the returns to action in yesterday's Pro 14 win over Zebre with no ill effects.
Off the ball on Newstalk.
Thanks to Screwfix.ie. Championing the trade with a choice of over 20,000 quality trade products.